So it's going to be a lot of people's last semester at K-State. Taking some of those blow-off classes if you planned right.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take any?
Just radio.
Good call.
Yeah.
Did you, being in radio now and everything, did you look back on that and be like, wow, that was pretty worthless, that class, or not?
No, because before I actually took radio, I had no prior radio experience, so it taught me a lot.
But what I'm saying is, did it teach you stuff that now you're like, wow, that was worthless, or that wasn't
right? Oh, yeah.
Most radio classes are like that.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like the same, like, well, he worked in radio in the 80s. Oh, great. This is going to be some handy information.
And the fact that we used a SmartCaster from 1985.
What's that? Is that the program you use to play your music and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, stations don't even use that anymore.
That's pretty rough.
All.
Did you consider that a blow-off class when you signed up for it or not? Just after the fact.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be easy, but like, once I looked at the board and stuff and there was all these buttons, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to suck. But then that changed, and it's easy.
I took bowling.
You took bowling?
Yeah. Yeah. Got credit for that. That was pretty cool.
That
was a good time.
I took Latin dance at Washburn.
Latin dance.
Yes.
That sounds like that'd be pretty simple.
Oh, it was.
A lot of people take these, like a sexuality course or something. Like, uh-huh. There's this notorious one at KU that a lot of people went to, and they were trying to get this guy fired even for a while. They're like, he's showing pornography in class and whatever. And it's like, these kids are plenty old enough to see this stuff. Trust me, they've seen it before.
Yeah.
You're signing up for a human sexuality class, probably have an idea of what goes on. You know, you just want to watch porn, you know, in class. That's it, more or less. So a lot of people signed up for that. It was always jam-packed. I don't think anybody could get into it,
Jeez.
You know, when I was there. So
see,
it's,
we heard about that class in Topeka.
Oh, yeah? You were jealous?
They're always like, we need to get that here, or we need to transfer.
Just like because of that class?
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Yeah. Well, people are crazy.
Like, yeah, that, well, can't you just go to Priscilla's or the Lion's Den or
exactly.
After Dark Video? There you guys go. Like, oh, they called me out on my MySpace page. You always talk about the Lion's Den. Why not us? There you go. So, it's not like they don't have access to it elsewhere, you know?
Yeah.
But you don't get credit for it sitting at home with the Vaseline intensive care close by, you know?
Guess
you,
not.
You don't get credit hours on that. Did have the sexuality classes. I mean, in grade school, you have, like, that initial one and everything.
Yeah, where the boys have to go to the gym and the girls have to go to the library.
Yeah, they divided us on it.
Yeah.
They did that to you, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that wasn't too bad. I mean, it's a little bit awkward, you know, because you're just, like, kind of getting into it and
yeah,
everything.
You kind of sit around like, my gosh.
Did they really just say that? Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That.
Everyone's giggling.
Yes.
As you like to say. And then there was one that we had to take our senior year in high school. It was, like, called... What was it called? Like family living or something like that is what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
And our teacher was just gross. Her name was, I hope this isn't too bad. I'm dropping her name, but her name was Miss Booty, which made it even funnier. And was she close to 60 or something?
Oh.
And she's like, people are asking questions, and like you could send in, like she wanted people to feel free to ask questions, you know, and be as open. So people would turn in notes and everything, you know, and she was just kind of inherently gross the way she talked about things. She wasn't, I mean, she was kind of a petite woman, but she was old, and you really don't want to picture any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And so she's talking about her husband. She's like, yeah, me and Ed, yeah. So like, people are like, well, do you still have sex when, you know, after you get married and you're together for a long time? And he's like, yeah.
Oh.
And like, oh, disgusting.
Ugh. My sex ed teacher, she taught my oldest sister, she taught both my sisters, so she'd been there since God was a boy, and she was just creepy.
Did you have some kind of forewarning from the sisters that, hey, this is what you're in for?
They were like, yeah, because she was also our PE teacher, because we took sex ed with health, and class was split up, and she was more creepy during PE, because she would actually go in the locker room with us after class and watch us take a shower.
What, like, actually, like, stand in the shower room?
She would stand right outside the shower and mark our name down when we went in there, because unless you were in sports after school, you had to take a shower.
Okay.
And I went in there one time.
Was that her policy or the school's, you know?
It was her policy, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And I went in there into the shower one time with my bra and panties on. I was going to take them off and shower.
Yeah.
And she was like, "You need to take those off before you go in there." I'm like, "I know, and don't watch me."
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah. I hated that class. And
she was just a creepy teacher in general.
Yeah, I had that class the very last period of the day, and I had that. I was like, can I just go home and take a shower in the comfort of my own home without other people there?
Wow. 539-9750 or 238-0975. I guess we can just talk creepy teachers in general. Because it's not just the sexuality teachers that are creepy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the sexuality teachers are creepy and skilled enough to trick someone into giving them the job.